This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. Thank you for joining us. David, that first hour went pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It was good.
When there's a lot to talk about, it's something like, oh, we don't have enough time.
Yeah. When we were discussing with Adam, hail came up because we're dealing with it again here in Wisconsin. And Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. I bet you have some things to talk about when it comes to hail too.
It missed me.
Well, this is quite unbelievable, to be honest with you. I mean, we get hail here and there, but the size of these hail, these chunks of hail that are coming down lately, the last few years, have just been quite amazing. Usually it's stuff you see, Denver, Oklahoma, or Colorado, Oklahoma across the central part of the country.
Tornado Alley.
Yeah. Tornado Alley, yeah. But in Wisconsin, the last, three, 4 years.
It's funny, because when I started at Siding Unlimited, they say, we don't have to do much with insurance companies because we just don't run into it. And all we do every year seems to be like, oh, here's more hail. More hail.
Yeah, it kicked off in, June or late May or early June of 22. Right before high school. Right before high school graduation, Oconomowoc, they had everything set up and it just got destroyed.
Yep.
The whole town got destroyed.
Yeah, including now, my roof.
But now you're seeing it. Exonia, Sullivan, Hartford, Slinger, like those areas got it in the Milwaukee area.
Yeah. I have two appointments in Exonia tomorrow. Oak Creek, Jackson got hit a couple years ago. I mean, it's just been everywhere.
We're still seeing, and then going west, I mean, Sun Prairie, Middleton, like those areas are getting it anyway, but usually you'd see a marble would be the biggest.
Yeah.
I mean, these are, this last storm, it was bigger than golf balls. Like, people were showing wiffle balls, like baseball size hail, like 2 inches, 3 inches wide. I mean, like this is pretty wild. So, yeah, before Dayton came on about 3 or 4 years ago, we really didn't mess with too much because we're not storm chasers,
right?
And it's still there. The storm chasers are still out there, and they're going to be knocking on doors if they're not already. They're guys that are what we call storm chasers are guys from out of town coming in, knocking on doors, presenting themselves as a quality, trusted company, and maybe they are to a degree, but their MO typically is sign a deal, do the roof as cheap as possible, and then find the cheapest labor, cheapest material, whatever they can get out to the house. When Oconomowoc happened and you were driving down streets with 20, 30 different roofing contractors, I did not count one, with the exception of our roof, the one Siding Unlimited had a job sign in front of, I did not count one roof that would meet a manufacturer's warranty guidelines. Now think about that, because they're all, like, that's one thing, like if you buy from us or a local reputable company, usually they'll present a manufacturer warranty, which can be 40, 50 years, depending on which one you choose. It can be a strong warranty. And it's really about using the products that they provide, the products that we're used to using. Like, we use CertainTeed and staying within their, roofing is no longer, in the 80s, 90s, it was, we got new shingles. Well, no, it's really a system of protection, a system of ice and water shield, a system of ventilation, and a system of quality shingles going on your roof so that they all work together to make that shingle last the longest. You go down those streets, I did not find like a few of those neighborhoods, so many different contractors, and they're using the wrong underlayments that would fit that shingle. And you know this because the shingle brands are on the packaging, and you know their system, and you know the products they use, and not one, and that's typical of storm chasers. It's a fair amount of our competition in the market does the same thing. But when it comes to these hail chasers and everything, it's very much, it's really a very strong buyer beware market. And so you get thrown into the situation where you know, you weren't looking to redo your roof. Now the storm hits, you have to act on it. You got to call your insurance company, get the adjuster out, call us, call a reputable company, and then know what you're buying. Know what's going right back on your house.
All right, we're going to take a break. Questions for Eric can be made at 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you want us to come out and check out your roof, go to sidingunlimited.com, fill out the form. Somebody will be in contact with you on Monday, and we'll get out there probably Monday or Tuesday, pretty quickly, typically. So yep. We're going to take a break. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
All right. By request of Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited, well, the theme this hour for our bumpers is grunge. So what song was that?
I can't hear it well enough. I don't know. It's not yacht rock, so I don't know.
That's In Bloom by Nirvana.
Nirvana. I was trying to find the song. I knew it was Nirvana, but I couldn't find the song. Thank you. All right.
So driving in this morning, I was listening to MTV's Unplugged, the best of. And so that's I told Isaac that, and then he's running with it. So
great. Okay. So we were talking about hail and insurance companies.
Yeah.
And you don't need to rush into this, right? I mean, I got hail. Everybody on Thursday, they got these big hail, and they're all freaking out. David, you can answer this. Does it usually affect a roof to the point where it has to be fixed today?
Not what I see. When okay. And I don't really look for hail damage on roofs. I mean, if I see it, it's like obvious. I'll say something about it, but that's sure. not. We're not doing that for a home inspection. But it is rare that you actually see a hole through a roof. I mean, it can happen. But it's rare that it's actually going to be a hole through a roof or a missing shingle. So if it's just all the granules and it's really impacted, it's not going to leak, right? So you do have some time. You don't have to get out there tomorrow and, I need a new roof right tomorrow.
Yeah, from my standpoint, I like, the last segment, I talked fast. I got a lot of information out. I rush to get the message out that you can be patient.
You don't need to rush, yeah.
I want to rush to because the instant, there's apps that once hail hits anywhere in the country, because these guys chase them.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see vehicles from Oklahoma, Texas, Georgia, Nebraska, like Illinois, I mean, all over the place. And so they're knocking on doors right away because it's a rat race for them. And for us, being the local guy, we're not storm chasers. We're not geared for it, so we don't have the game plan or anything like that. But what we do is if you have hail or you feel like you have damage, call us up and we'll respond. That's just kind of how we operate. But you don't have to rush. Most policies, I don't think I've seen a policy that's not this case. I haven't seen, there's none that are more than a year, but you have a year since the storm, which is important because we've had other hailstorms within the last year. So even if you have hail damage from a different storm, that they can still respond to, you can still have that done. Now, the fact is, most hailstones coming down aren't going to pierce the shingles to damage, to cause a leak. However, what happens is they damage the shingle. Sometimes it's visible, and that's what the adjuster is going around circling with chalk to make your claim. Sometimes it's not visible. And so you have to take other measures as far as what's damaged to determine if it's enough for a re-roof. And what happens is the stone, it hits the shingle, and then now it really, it caused a problem. And eventually now that area is just going to weather faster. So it's no longer going to meet the length of the expected timeline of that shingle. So it is damaged. And it's hard because sometimes you don't see it, and then it rears its ugly head later. It's like a dent in a car that, it's a dent and I see that, but then a year or 2 years later, the paint is cracking and you start seeing the rust. So once the damage is done, the potential of it continuing to look awful and not work for you is pretty good. So it's important to get the adjusters out there. The tip is get these adjusters out there right away. If you don't have to worry, you don't have to act to buy, but you should act to get the adjuster,
the insurance
the insurance adjuster, the inspection right away. The reason why is because when they're at their busiest, they're at the easiest time. They're just going to sign off on almost anything. Like that's it's when they have more time to themselves that they can look around and be like,
I don't know about that.
I can't. I'm not going to be able to run this through anyway. Because if the adjusters, what happened? There's some adjusters that are employees and sub adjusters from insurance companies that are contracted, and either way, they're all flooding the insurance company's office, and they're just passing everything. You know, I mean, that's that happens, yeah. And it's not going to necessarily happen every time, but that is a trend to get on the books right away with at least your adjuster.
All right, we do need to take a break. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It is a Fix-It show. Siding Unlimited on with us this hour on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Well, Pearl Jam bumping us back in. Even Flow, I know this one's one of my favorite songs. It is a grunge theme. You know this one, David? You should know this one. Even Flow.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Vedder sings. I might have even had this CD.
Have you ever seen the spoof videos of Eddie Vedder singing? Like, Eddie Vedder says, and then it's just blah, 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 blah. You can't understand half the things.
I think I had that CD.
Oh, it's a great CD. It's probably one of my top three of all time favorite CDs. So, okay. On a Fix-It note, Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. We're just going to wrap it up here on the hail damage conversation that we've been having because people are dealing with that right now. Yeah. So what else do we need to know?
Yeah, just to kind of wrap up the hail thing, it's not just roofs that can be damaged and also the homeowner visual inspection to be like, is it worth calling? Can I take a look? From the ground, I don't think anybody really tells anybody go up on a roof. It's dangerous. You're walking on an incline. People have a hard time walking on a sidewalk. I mean, and then if you fall off a sidewalk,
you know what?
Not a big deal. You fall off a roof.
When you're getting on a roof and maybe getting on the roof, walking the roof, a lot of times is the easy part. Getting from the roof back onto the ladder
is the most dangerous part.
Yeah.
Because that's when you're leaving that surface of the roof and trying to get on that ladder. And if the ladder moves, if you haven't tied it off or something, that's where a lot of people fall.
It's like when you're fighting gravity going up, you're okay. When you're, when you're moving up with you going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and the gutter, a lot of ladders are up against the gutter and that's a slick surface and it can move. But things to look for, from the ground, if you can see, like if the easy ones, look at your downspouts. If there's a bunch of dings in it from hail, all these little pings all over the metal.
Aluminum trim around your windows.
Or the aluminum windows itself.
Yeah.
It could be the vinyl windows. Vinyl windows can crack with hail, with the size hail that we had.
Vinyl siding gets shredded.
Vinyl siding gets beat up. I mean, even with the size of the hail that we had, I mean, it could be anything. But once you look around and you see that, then you realize, okay, yeah, let me call the insurance company. But it doesn't have to be just the roofs. It can be, like I said, the windows, doors, siding, anything out there. So if you have any questions, call us. Call your adjuster, you know, but get it taken care of.
What's the number if they want to call us?
For us, 262-567-4513.
Okay. SidingUnlimited.com, the website. There's a form you can fill out there as well if you want somebody to call you to come out next week. We can do that. Again, no rush to have this done. The first call probably, because you know you're going to have it, is to your insurance agent to get an adjuster out. Because you're going to have to have that done no matter what.
Yeah, and the storm chasers usually want to sign something and then be like, they work backwards. They it's almost like it's kind of sketchy when, wait a second, you want to just automatically sign me up for what?
Yeah.
Get the insurance adjuster out. Know what you're dealing with from their aspect because they're the ones that are going to be cutting the check. And then we can work off of that. And sometimes we can see what they wrote down and be like, yeah, you know what? We have to add some stuff.
Sure. So that kind of wraps up that conversation, the first half of the show. Next half hour, we have questions that we can take at 855-616-1620. Siding Unlimited, where are you located? Where do you service?
So we have our showroom in Waukesha, 665 Larry Court in Waukesha. We also have a showroom in Madison, which is easy to get to if you're in Lake Country. So you can choose either one. But Madison is 2018 South Stoughton Road in Madison. So two showrooms. We service all of Milwaukee and Madison markets. and just really a great resource when it comes to the exterior of your house.
All right. We take a jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
That's a very bad Jerry Cantrell. All right, this is Stone Temple Pilots. No, Man in the Box.
Alice in Chains, right?
Alice in Chains, okay. Yep. I knew the song, not the band.
That Alice in Chains. Chains.
I am disappointed. I know you should be. Yes.
If I would have thought half a second longer, I probably would have.
Wow, because I had no idea who it was, and I didn't claim to, so.
Rooster. MTV Unplugged Rooster from Alice in Chains. That was probably my favorite. Like that
one, a great song.
Yeah.
So, all right. It's a little grunge theme going on this morning on the Fix-It Show. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us. We do have a call at 855-616-1620. Let's go to Andy in Cedarburg. Good morning. What's your question, Andy?
Good morning. So I have an old turn-of-the-century building that we're going to be renovating. And so energy efficiency would be part of that equation. And I would like to hear your opinion on what the difference would be between taking off the current vinyl insulation, putting on insulation board versus using one of the premium insulated sidings.
Oh, so yeah. My preference, and this is how I've installed vinyl siding forever, 31 years. My preference is to put the insulation foam board, like the rigid foam, and on an older building like that, on an older house, and using vinyl siding, I mean, I wouldn't be afraid to use a half inch, but it could be 3/4, it could be an inch of foam, because usually on those old buildings you have a plank substrate, so you're out, once you tear off all your siding, the wall has one by material, so you can nail anywhere, which is really nice. It's a strong wall. It's a sturdy wall, and you have something to nail to everywhere. But I like putting the foam rigid board on first, a 3/4 or a 1-inch foam, and then putting vinyl siding. At that point, you can put any siding over the top of it because of the nailer that you have behind it with the wall. But then you could use LP. You could use vinyl siding. I'm not a fan of the vinyl siding with that foam that's glued to the back of it. I just really like the idea. Number one is when you install that the foam back vinyl siding, you have to cut back vinyl siding around all the windows and doors by about 1/4 inch to allow that siding to expand and contract. And when you do that, you're cutting your foam back as well. So when we put the rigid boards on first, we can run that nice and tight up to windows and doors. That just helps with reducing air drafts. The other thing with the foam back, the foam that's glued to the back of the vinyl siding is as the sun warms up, we're coming up on the summer and hot sun beating down on the siding, the vinyl is going to expand at a different rate as that insulation. And that so the insulation can cause the vinyl to do things it doesn't want to do. It might not allow it to expand. It might force it to buckle if it wasn't nailed on properly, or if it's a cheaper version, it might pop out of the lock. There's different. And then we've even seen over the years that the glue comes undone because the vinyl expands over time. It expands and contracts against that foam. That glue loses its seal, and now that foam is loose behind the vinyl. And if it moves, now it's pushing the vinyl in different ways. Now your wall looks like it's all wavy because the foam behind it is not doing its job. It's fallen out of its out of favor, and it's pushing the vinyl around. So I prefer the rigid foam boards going on first. You can put it right up tight against all the windows and doors, and then putting the siding on afterwards.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Awesome, Andy.
Thank you.
Thanks appreciate for calling, you Andy. Appreciate it. Good seeing you yesterday.
We do have a text that says, does Siding Unlimited use California Valley System when they install a new roof? That's from Rich G.
Or versus a metal valley.
Metal, yeah. We use a metal W valley, painted W valley, mm-hmm. Just because water water in the valley is just a high traffic area. And so over time, the shingles that we're putting on have lifetime warranties. They're long warranties. They're made to last a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over 15 years, that can wear down the granules pretty quick if it's a, you know, depending on the shingle. So we try to eliminate that high, like shingles in a high traffic area, high volume water area. So in a valley, that's definitely high volume. Yeah. The last thing you want to do is 15 years from now, look at the rest of the house looks fantastic, but the valleys are worn down, and that's the reason why you have to re-roof. And then you think, man, we should have gone with siding and limited 15 years ago and put the metal valley in versus the guys that cut cost and did the California weave. Or
I think it looks better.
Well, and it, nowadays it's all galvanized steel that's powder coated, so it lasts.
It's not gonna
a long
rust.
Time.
It's made to last.
Yeah, the old stuff rusts and everything, and which is usually just surface rust and doesn't look that good. But like you said, the new stuff, I think it looks better. Yeah. I like the way it looks.
Yeah, great question though. Keep them coming in. Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. If you go to sidingunlimited.com, you can fill out a little form there and somebody will get back to you on Monday and set up an appointment with you, whether it's hail damage you need assessing or you just want new siding. Maybe windows. We haven't talked about that yet. We'll talk about that when we come back. Anything on the, how do you always say it? Anything on the outside of the house is Siding Unlimited, and when you walk out the patio door, you get into Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is all the exterior patio, deck, all that fun stuff.
Yep, decks, outdoor kitchens, all that stuff.
All right, so we are going to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
I got to let this, I want to say Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun, but look at that, pull that off right away. Grunge Day on the Fix It Show. Thanks.
Name that tune.
Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited, listening to stuff on the way in. I love it.
This you guys remember this that tune? You remember I named that tune?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. That one should come back.
Pretty good.
That one should come
back. I'm not great, to be honest. But I will say, like, I can't go into my closet and pull out a flannel.
Yeah.
Like, no way. But now my boys have flannels.
They're back.
The last couple years, high school guys.
Good, because I got a bunch still.
Yeah.
I'm now cool again.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through some of these texts at 855-616-1620. I'm considering putting siding. Well, let's do this one first because we were just talking about it. Can you put a metal valley into a three-year-old roof that has a shingle valley? We were just talking about that California weave that is out there. Can you take that off?
No, I mean, you have to tear off the shingles around it because
They overlap, right?
They overlap, and it's kind of it's kind of like the what you see might be only like if you look at a roof that has a metal valley, you only might see like 4 to 6 inches of metal valley, but that valley is wider.
Yeah, it's like 18 inches on each side.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, and then underneath that we run ice and water shield, which is 3 feet wide. You know, split the middle of the valley, and we run ice and water shield. So we really want to tear off that many shingles, plus the shingles go deeper or go further away from the valley as they're, you know, installed. So you're really looking at tearing it all off.
Yeah. And a lot of work. Yeah.
The shingles won't match.
No, they won't. Yeah. They won't
even
match.
After 3 years.
Right.
Okay. Got another text here. Says, I'm considering putting siding on my home. I've seen a fake brick siding that is slightly soft to the touch that was put on a church. It looked nice. Is it something you do? And what is your opinion of this product? A slightly soft-touch fake brick.
That sounds a little scary to me.
Is that the old asphalt? Remember when they were making that brick looking?
It sounds like it would be a little newer than that. No, I mean, we have our stone products that we use, and we don't deviate from that just because we've had success over the years using the products that we use. I mean, we do cultured stone. You know, if installed correctly, it can look really nice.
It's beautiful.
If it's
if
it's installed incorrectly, like guys that don't use lines, it can look awful.
Yeah. And you got to put it on properly, right? Yeah. David Nason?
I could talk the rest of the day. I think.
Well, so, anyways. Cultured stone, well, putting it on properly. It,
adhered stone veneer is what, you know, what we call it. And It is
one of the few things, if you do it right, it's one of the few things you can put on your home that actually retains its full value when you go to sell. Because it's just such an upgrade to a house that if you don't have it, you put it on, it just makes it look so much nicer and richer that you get that full investment back. That's not for me saying it. That's from a cost value perspective from a company.
Like Remodeling Magazine publishes their information. They do something every year and they, like overhead doors. It's a crazy
It's
crazy
it's
return.
It's entry
amount.
Doors.
on an overhead door.
Overhead garage doors,
they're like 100% almost. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the cost value report.
Yeah.
And they do specific, not only in the country, but then regions. And they give you the cost of if you did this project today, then and sold your house tomorrow, what would you recoup? And a lot of them are, you know, like 80% or 80% the cost, you know, and it's like, Well, that makes sense because most of the time, I mean, we're going to redo this and we're going to enjoy it. So you would recoup the cost. So whatever you, like if you put in a new window into your house, like the value is now in the wall, You're adding that value to the house. If you were to sell tomorrow, maybe you don't recoup the full cost of that project, but if you enjoy new windows and you enjoy the energy efficiency, you know, and it's a few years down the road, plus the resale, now you have, you know, stuff like that. So you do get your money back, and they have this cost value report that you can see. And some of the best projects to do are, like cultured stone is like almost dollar for dollar, you get it back. Roofing, siding, windows, as long as you're using premium products, are all really high rates of return if you were to sell the house tomorrow. Yeah. So it's all worthwhile. And then if you're doing it for your own enjoyment to enjoy new windows that you can actually see out the glass or actually open the windows on a nice spring day and get some fresh air in, well, now you're enjoying the value of new windows along with if you ever go to resell down the road, you'll recoup the cost that way.
Windows, doors, roofing, siding, gutters, downspouts. What else do you
cultured
do?
Stone?
Cultured stone. Yeah,
entry doors, patio doors, everything on the outside of the house is what we do. Windows and doors included, even though that gets us inside a little bit. But our inside trim is just, I mean, our guys are fantastic.
Yeah, they're artists. Know. They do a great job. Yep. All right, we do have to take one final break. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on this hour on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
I might even know this one.
Really? I don't know
Metallica?
This one.
Metallica?
No, that's not grunge.
Hard rock.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins. Okay, that is the one band I was not a huge fan of for some reason.
I think this is the first time I've ever listened to them.
Okay, all right.
Still kind of, they have a similar guitar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's got that song for sure.
Yeah.
Fix the Show sponsored each week by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. We thank Siding Unlimited's Eric Brown, who's sitting right here in studio with us this week. Thank you for sponsoring the show every week.
Yep.
So let's talk about again what you guys all do and why would somebody want to call Siding Unlimited?
So why someone would want to call us? Honestly, it's who we are. I mean, the guys coming out to the project, like that's the number one is the guys coming out to do the work. And we have our controls. Like, this is pretty amazing. Like, I really like this, and everybody's willing to do it. Like, sometimes you can ask, you can do an ask, and they'll just, oh, we have to do what? But at the end of every day, our guys take pictures, they send them, they text them back to, you know, ownership. So my Aaron is my brother and business partner. So Aaron and I get the text, the pictures of the jobs. Dayton, you're a salesman, so Dayton would get the pictures of his jobs. Our production team in the office get the pictures. So you have a lot of eyeballs on their work. And they don't feel like we're over, like looking over their shoulder all day because they do great work. So when you have nothing to worry about, you become proud of the work you do. That's our team. That's how our team operates. And then if there is something, we can shoot them a text and I can say, hey, you know, can you like
pick up those water bottles?
Yeah. What I'll say is
all those nails.
Hey, why? Like the last one I did was I text. Hey, why wasn't there flashing on this window? And then he replied, "Because it's being sided tomorrow, so the siding crew will do the flashing." Yeah.
We didn't get to it yet.
And I'm like, "Darn it!" You know, you guys are they're really good. That even when there's a question, it's like, "All right, they got it covered." That's why you would go with us because the quality control is solid and it's not forced on. It's all team effort to want to be better.
And that lends to winning awards. I mean, We have a ton of awards.
Yeah, and the top of the chain, the creme de la creme is our 5-time Pella Platinum Premier National Contractor of the Year. You know, we've won that 5 times because of when Pella comes in to vet us. It's like, you guys are doing it right. You guys, we like the fact that you guys are representing our brand.
So it really is. I work at Siding Unlimited. It's crazy to me that a company in Waukesha, Wisconsin, how many distributors or how many contractors out there are installing Pella? Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands across the country.
I would say tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. We've won it 5 years in a row. National contractor there. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. And but it comes down to what we do, you know, and who we bring on. You know, like Dayton's a really good dude. You hear him every Saturday morning on this show. But what you hear out of Dayton is real. Like, that's, you don't change who you are. And those are the types of people that we want. We want guys that are real people. They're honest. They can say no to a customer. Like, if a customer asks a question, hey, we want to do this on our house, well, we can say, no, that's not a good idea, and here's why. Mm-hmm. You know, where a lot of people are like, they're so afraid to say no that they'll go ahead and do it. And then now that homeowner has water problems because nobody fought back on that idea that, you know, this homeowner doesn't know water, doesn't know why we do the things that we do to shed water to protect the house. But because of a visual thing, somebody else let them do, or they just did it and it happened. Now they have problems, you know, or it was just done wrong. So no, the Pella Award is huge because it's Pella giving it to us. We're very proud of it. We work hard every year to maintain that status and to honor that 5-time, you know, so that we're representing it the right way. So when it comes to a project, like if you're looking at windows, if you're looking at siding, if you're looking at roofing, you know, even on the Outdoor Living Unlimited side, a deck, a patio, outdoor kitchen, any of that stuff, our drive for quality control, for customer service, doesn't stop with windows. Just that Pella was the one that awarded that to us. We do that across the board. So if it's a project that you're looking for, a siding, a re-side, you're re-siding your house, a re-roofing your house, if you want all new windows, I mean, we've a contract just came through, a couple of them this week, 15, 20, 25 windows, bigger jobs. They're coming through and they're calling us.
Yeah, good stuff. Always good to have you mm-hmm. on the show.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Yep. Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
David, great. We'll see you this afternoon at the WTMJ tailgate party.
Yeah, we'll be out at the
party.
Park. So. Yep. We're going to be mingling and having some fun.
All right. Coming in next, it is Rose Gray and Fox World Travel with the Fox World Travel Show.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.